Just west of National on the south side of Walnut is a quaint multi-story house that's been there since 1905. After serving as a home to families over the decades, it now houses Pagination Bookshop. The business, which opened in April, is owned by Jennifer Mervin and her fiancé, Corey Cooper. The two love books. Mervin says she was surrounded by them growing up. During a trip to see a favorite author in St. Louis last year, they visited several bookstores.
And we came back, and I thought, you know, Springfield has a great literary community, and we have a lot of bookstores in town, a lot of used bookstores, but I kind of wanted something that was new, like had new books, really carefully curated for maybe small presses or writers that you might not find at Barnes & Noble. Local writers, and an event space for people to come together, talk about books, hear writers talk about their work.
They started looking for houses in which to set up a bookstore. An offer to purchase a house on Pickwick fell through, and after getting over their disappointment, Mervin happened to drive by 1150 East Walnut and saw a for sale sign. It turns out the house had been on the market for 2 years.
The minute I walked in, I just thought, this is perfect.
Lots of scraping and painting, tearing down of wallpaper, and much more work on the house later. The space is peaceful and looks like someone might still live there. Mervin and Cooper removed one of 7 bathrooms in the house to make more room for the children and young adult area, and in the process exposed a brick wall. In that room are 2 child-sized recliners, the first furniture pieces Mervin bought for her shop, as well as other comfortable reading areas. Not far away in a cupboard under the stairs is another space for reading. According to Mervin, Cooper knew when he first opened the door and looked inside what it would be used for.
He looked directly at it and he opened the door and he said, "This is our Harry Potter cupboard under the stairs."
The space curves after you walk in to reveal a cozy chair for reading Harry Potter books. The store has the complete collection. A Marauder's map hangs on the wall and the owl Hedwig lives in a cage hanging in a corner. It's one of Mervin's favorite spaces.
I'm a very big Harry Potter person, so I put a lot of little sort of insider Harry Potter details into the room. I love it in here. When we would get stressed out before we opened the shop, sometimes I would just come in here and sit and, you know, think about the project for a little while.
The main room of the shop is lined with shelves full of various genres of books. Classics are in the original 1905 built-in bookshelf, and Mervin says there's a method to their placement.
I've tried to pair, you know, interesting books, like, for example, I put Beowulf with John Gardner's expansion novel, Grendel, which is Beowulf from Grendel's point of view. I also kind of threw in Pride and Prejudice and Zombies there with Jane Austen. So I, you know, just trying to think about what readers might want. I also paired The Heart of the Sea, which is the nonfiction book about the whale ship Essex, which actually inspired Moby Dick. So I paired those together.
Used gardening books found a home on a deep windowsill beneath a large picture window. Mervin's grandmother used to keep her gardening books in a window. In the same room, there's a couch and 2 chairs in front of a fireplace that encourage shoppers to stay for a while. There are live plants throughout the shop, and tall windows let in lots of natural light. A nearby open doorway leads to the room devoted to used sci-fi, fantasy, and mystery books, Cooper's favorites.
We have a huge Agatha Christie collection. I also have a lot of Raymond Chandler books. More contemporary mysteries, of course, along with the old classics.
Mervin teaches literature and creative writing courses at Missouri State University and uses her knowledge of books to thoughtfully select the ones she sells in her shop. She seeks advice from friends for genres she's not as familiar with, so all of the books are carefully curated, and her 11-year-old son offers advice on what books to choose for young people. Not only does the store offer new and used books and literary-themed items for sale, it's also the site of author visits and children's story time. The second floor of the house, with 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, a living room, and a kitchenette, is available to rent on Airbnb. Pagination Bookshop is open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 11 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5. I'm Michelle Skoliski for KSMU News.